Welcome to Level Up Awareness. The intention of this podcast is to raise your vibration and expand your consciousness. The elements are pivotal in the creation of these messages, with the earth bringing the purity and the clarity of the forest and mountains of Mother Gaia. The fire providing positive energy and light codes from the sun. The water sharing its wisdom from the lakes, rivers and beaches. The air overflowing truth with the magical and powerful breath. And love with empowering positive messages to bring rememberings of who we are. This podcast is lovingly brought to you by levelup111.com, the home of high vibrational guidance and positive energy.
Legendary souls! My name is Joff, and I'm a messenger of addiction. Yeah, unique message. Didn't see this one coming yesterday, but I kind of went deeper with this yesterday, and here it is today. Because, I speak about this with a lot of people because I've had a few addictions in my experience. And, yeah, I've had to work through them to let them go. And, yeah, I'm sure that actually if you've listened to a few of my messages, then I'd talk about them on here. I'm pretty sure I would have. Yes, I definitely would have spoken about my chocolate addiction. But anyway, before we get to me, addiction. What is an addiction? And what is it about these addictions that keep us coming back for more?
Yes.
Well, I guess whatever it is makes you feel good. We know that. Whatever you're addicted to, usually it makes you feel good. Maybe sometimes it doesn't, and you're addicted to feeling a certain way because it's normal. We don't even know we're addicted to that feeling of that certain way. And that's why for me, look, this message here, it's about, I'm going to ask you a few questions to ask yourself. And in this, take yourself on a journey. You know, is there anything that you're currently addicted to? And if there is, why? What is it that addiction is doing for you? What's its purpose? A lot of the times in my experience, I probably had more than two or three addictions, but two or three addictions come to mind right now. And like, for example, chocolate, that addiction there was, it was one of two things. It was either I was eating chocolate in my flow state where it was just like everything was all sweet, it was all normal, eat my chocolate, it was all sweet. However, a lot of the time my experience, it was a different, there was a, like a different angle to it. It was to escape my current surroundings, my reality, because I didn't want to feel whatever has happened. So that's what it would do. I would have a chocolate, you know, whatever it was, you know, Cadbury or... There's many glorious chocolates, isn't there? And I would have it to take me out of the present moment, to allow me to feel good, to give me a little hit instead of feeling whatever I had to feel, to escape the present moment. Because after I'd have that little hit, I was like, oh yeah, I'm good again. And so look, sometimes, like I said, sometimes it's not a bad thing to take you out of a certain feeling. But at the same time, the best thing you can do for yourself is to feel that feeling, so that that feeling has allowed itself to leave you. And that's why conscious breathing and stillness and time by yourself is the best thing to do in any moments of not feeling particularly fantastic. And to actually feel it instead of relying on some sort of addiction to take away that feeling. That not so good feeling. You know, we love this experience to be all happy and happy days. And yeah, that's the best thing, because the more you do work on yourself, the more you go within, the more you let go of the old and let go of the past and raise in frequency, the more that you live in that high vibrational happiness frequency. However, to get there, you've got to feel things. I mean, it's look at us, I shouldn't say you've got to feel things, but it's a great idea to feel things. To let things go. And that's what addictions do. You know, addictions take you away from feeling certain things that your experience wants you to feel. You know, for example, like I said, I was once addicted to chocolate, and I didn't realize I had like so many different stashes of these things back in the day. And then once I had to let it go, because I had to give up dairy, and I mean, I gave up dairy, but not chocolate for like 5 years. And then I was like, I have to give this up. And when I gave it up, I realized how addicted I was, how reliant I was and realized towards the end of it that I was like, okay, why am I having this chocolate bar? And that's the question that I encourage you legends out there. Anytime if there's an addiction that you've cottoned onto, that you, whatever it is, I don't know what it is, you know. It is what it is, you know. I'm not hard on myself with the chocolate addiction. It is what it is, you know. Like, but people can be like, oh, it's not, at least it's not a bad addiction. Well, you know, at the same time, you know, it was taking me away from the present moment. So I don't think that there's any good or bad addictions. It just was what it was, you know. It was what it was, and it served a purpose. And that was the thing, was I let go of chocolate for 2-3 years, and all of a sudden I started to eat vegan chocolate and I got addicted again. And this was only last year or the year before. I got addicted again. And in that, again, that was when I really went deeper with addiction. I was like, well, I know exactly what's going on right now. Exactly. Yeah, I only discovered in the last few days that I was addicted to chewing gum as well back in the day. And why? Again, taking me away from my breath, taking me away from feeling. Yeah, and there's a thing in the Western cultures that pornography is something that is a huge addiction for many. And once upon a time, you know, that was, let's be honest, I probably was as well. That one there was kind of like so obvious though, because when you're kind of drawn towards that, like that is very, I don't know, it distorts your vision of men or women and all that kind of thing. That one there is a completely different kettle of fish. I've gone deep within myself with that because, yeah, it definitely distorted my reality back then. But that's the thing with it. Again, I had to face it, I had to feel it, and I learned about why. Because it's about the why. And that's the thing, is once you kind of start to remove a lot of these addictions from your experience and become aware, all you got to do is, as soon as you become aware of an addiction, it's on its way out because you're aware of it. All you've got to do is really focus on your willpower and your discipline and your, I guess, truthfulness to yourself to slowly but surely wean it out. You know, a fantastic idea to slowly but surely wean it out. And if it comes back, pops its head in, don't be hard on yourself. You know, maybe entertain it here and there. Because eventually it goes. Like right now, for example, I'm not drawn to chocolate at all. I'm not drawn to you know, chewing gum as well at all. Even though it's funny, in the last 2 days I've had these natural organic chewing gums from two separate people. It's crazy. And even pornography as well, you know what I mean? I've never necessarily gone online in the last little bit to do what I used to do. Kind of, you know. There's so much avenues, you know. It's that's a dangerous route right there. You know, if you're listening to this and you're addicted, it is what it is. But just slowly but surely wean yourself off, man. Or woman. Yeah, because these addictions take us out of our power. They take us away from ourselves. Again, once you become aware of an addiction in the moment, you have the power. You've taken your power back. And that's why in those moments, I invite you to ask yourself, why? Why am I doing this? And usually the breath is your ticket to freedom. Breathe. Feel whatever has to be felt. Because in the breathing comes the clarity. And in the clarity comes the present moment. You're able to let go of the past. You're able to come into the present moment. You're able to be your best version. You're able to live in peace. Yeah, there you go. There you go. I mean, look, it's an honor to share this kind of thing because I haven't shared this. I've shared it like indirectly in some messages, but I've never done a message of addiction. Because addiction is something that I feel like so many of the Western culture have at least one. And it's not necessarily bad things like, oh, I've got addicted to this. That's all right. You know, it's an opportunity. Every addiction is an opportunity. Because you're about to go deeper within yourself if you get the opportunity to stop, to breathe, to let go of the old. You have the opportunity to go deeper within yourself, to remember who you are. You go deeper within yourself. You get the opportunity to see what it is that you're actually looking for, that you're actually probably should be focusing your attention on. Opportunity, not negative, positive. Yeah. What do you reckon? A couple of breaths? In these breaths, something else has just come through. You know, I talk about drama TV a lot. If anyone that still watches drama TV listens to my stuff, big respect, because I kind of give it a hard time, don't I? But there's a lot of addictions to drama TV. And why is that? Why? Because when drama becomes normal in your experience, it doesn't necessarily want to be there. And you don't necessarily want it to be there. But that's the thing, is you're drawn to it because drama is normal. Whereas drama for me is nowhere near normal. Drama for many is nowhere near normal. And when you remove drama TV and the news, that kind of shit, from your experience, you know, you guys know I don't like to swear on these things, but it is shit, in my opinion. I'm allowed to have it. It doesn't serve a purpose, because drama takes you out of peace, puts you into conflict. If that's the frequency you want to live in, then hey, watch it. Maybe it's not shit for you, you know, fair enough. You know, for me, it distorts my peace if I'm around drama. I don't like drama. I don't have time for it. You know, that's the thing, is if you stand up for yourself and drama comes from it, different story. Great, you've got to stand up for yourself. That's essential. That's not necessarily drama. That's just standing up for yourself. If it leads to some sort of experiences that are not necessarily pleasant, for me, that's standing up for yourself. I like to separate the two, because drama is just, you know, it's like gossip and just negative energy. It causes negative thoughts. And a lot of people are addicted to drama TV. That's why I suggest to you, don't be hard on yourself if you are. I would suggest to slowly but surely wean yourself off it if it's an addiction. Give it less attention. Because where attention goes, energy flows. And your subconscious mind is always active. If you go to bed with the news on in your room, your subconscious mind is absorbing all of it. It's not meant to be scary. It's just meant, it's the truth. If you do research into the subconscious mind, you will find out that anything that anyone says, same as in all these drama TV shows, it becomes normal. Your subconscious mind is always active, and everything that it's kind of subject to, it takes it in. It has no judgment. So yeah, a beautiful message here. I feel honored to share. Please don't take any of this personally. It's no attacks here. I'm just sharing. Take or leave anything I say as I say. But I would just highly suggest for yourself to feel into any addictions and ask yourself the question of why. Go deep within yourself. Do it for everyone. Do it for yourself first, but do it for everyone. If you enjoyed this and you feel it can benefit someone else, feel free to share. And remember, with an open mind and an open heart, anything. Peace and love to you all.